Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering the Adult Zone. Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
We ride 22s are better. We ride 22s are better.
But I know about them Northside Blues and them Southside Reds. I run the F&F crew to my man Chilly Chill come home and he back on deck. My garage keep a very fast car, keep a classic gold chain wrapped around my neck. Yeah, I came from the left, but I'm downright fresh. Speak on, how you on the song, bun be on. Complete 180, how crazy has he gone? How strong is the brand of the D that he on? How can we do what he want and never do what we want? I'm Rick James, and this game is the wild leather couch for me to plant my feet on. The Murphy's didn't jump and told me to get comfy. Even above the love seat for me to spill my drink on. Willie D gave me my stamp. Shout to Mike Jones and the Swiss can. And boy Callion and the Rap-A-Lot Ranch. The boss of the North and the people's chance. Coolest nigga what? Coolest nigga what? Getting swallowed by them city lights. Balls till I'm benched and I put it on the pimp. FNFQP, UGK for life.
Okay. Black Boy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Oh,
LaCrosse.
Okay.
There you are.
Yeah, this is LaCrosse.
Wait, you on with Brick? You on with Brick, or you got the internet?
No, I'm on my own.
Okay, cool.
She could probably just sing the boards right now. Oh, everybody.
Okay, I hear a button. Wait, that's me. Okay.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Black of Water.
Wait, are we on?
Yeah. If you can hear me, we're on.
The situation is, I heard music, and then it just stopped, and it went straight to you.
Right.
We were all here. Why keep it playing?
Right.
Good evening, Brick.
That was just an interlude.
Good evening, Black Reporter. That was just to let everyone know that we are on. We just had some trouble, you know, so if they came on and they heard the music, they know that there was a show.
Okay.
That's why I threw it on.
All right.
Nice. Interlude.
Now, 25 minutes late, we are here.
Well, that's your fault, Black Reporter.
Yeah, because if you would have been trying to play Mr. Sneak Dipping Moves, then we would have figured this out a long time ago. But
not even
that's
that.
Story.
I canceled, and, you know, so you wanted to do it, so do the show, Black Reporter. Introduce.
There you go.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Black Reporter, your ultimate host. And we tonight are talking about true crimes. This is our week for true crimes. It was an interesting week, not only just week, but weekend also.
I'm sorry, but I have to cut you off for a second there. Just for 1 second. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude. But before we begin... We need to know one thing. I have to do. Hold on.
Welcome to True Crime. In today's society, criminal activity is considered especially heinous. We are here to discuss and dissect these reported crimes. These are the stories.
Now you may proceed.
Thank you.
I just want to add one more thing as well. For anybody that do care, my name is LaCrosse Hart, and I am a host of the Adult Zone / True Crime with the ultimate host, Black Reporter, and I'll tell you from the first floor, aka running the ship right now, is Brick. From
thank
you
very much.
You know, yeah, like how he just gonna go into the show? He didn't even introduce nobody. I don't remember. I don't remember this Black Reporter. You introduced us or nothing. All right, we got you, Black Reporter.
I'm sorry.
I keep you mute for 27 minutes.
Anyway, 805-835-8. I'm sorry, 805-835-8320. Now
you're
right.
Anxious. What do you got to say that's so? How far is important? Let's listen to this story here.
Well, let's just say things have been going on all over the place. I mean, all over the place. For example, here in Louisiana, and there may have been some bulletins put out in your neck of the woods, Crush, for a lady... who has been missing now for 4 weeks? Her and just that quick, I went to a blank on the name, but she's been missing for 4 weeks, and they thought they found her offshore near Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, and found out that that was a different woman. She is the woman is from Mississippi. She is a dancer because they originally had found that she had piercings on both her nipples and in her ears, but that was not what the missing woman had. And that's, pardon me?
You lost me.
You lost me way back when.
All right, so there's a case out is going on currently, a missing lady. Is that my phone?
No, it's mine.
Okay, there's a missing lady from Louisiana who's been missing for 4 weeks. They recovered a body. They thought that could be her, but it's not,
but it
because they figured out, they found out the lady had 2 nipple piercings.
Yes,
and
the other lady
missing
from
her.
New Orleans.
Oh.
Okay. They found out that she's a dancer from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're trying to find out who killed her. The woman's name, hold on a second.
Michael Porter did his homework.
Thank God.
I'm sorry. I bent onto the phone receiver. You there, folks?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Well, anyway, folks, found it?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, Black and Porter, look for that. I would like to let everybody know that I apologize. I'm not fully prepared myself. I do not have no telephone service, and I do not have no internet service right now. So I had originally canceled the show, but, you know, Black and Porter insists that we do the show, so that's why we're all here. Anybody that's still tuned in, by all means, please call up and join the conversation. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press the number 1, and we'll know that you are ready to get on air. Shout out if there's anybody in the chat room or if there's even a chat room. To all our regulars, that's probably, you know, came and left, but, you know, those are going to check back in with us. Black Report, are you ready? Oh, okay. what's going on with you, Brick? How was your weekend? Like, we didn't even do all that. He just forgot all that part.
My weekend was quiet. Yeah, quiet.
All right. My weekend was it was all right. I, you know, I have a little party that I always do once a month or whatever. We had a good time. We watched Game 7. There was a lot of freaky. Actually, there was not that much freakiness going on. It was more social. We was more social. It was cracking jokes. And we were just having a good time. You know, we had that Harley going deck. We had that 151. You know, we had all that good stuff on deck. I made ZDs for the party. I made some big CD. We had some KFC on deck. We had a little bit of everything on deck. So we had a good time at the party. In the process of planning the next party. We might have like a little hotel shindig in August. You going to come, Brick?
I'm considering.
Hopefully that one will be light. It'll be light. We already made up the menu. We got ribs on deck. So.
Uh-oh.
We reserved our space. Yeah, it was expensive in New York City.
Sheesh. We reserved the space?
Yeah, we reserved the space.
All right, good, I'm coming. Cool. Okay, what's going on with these damn problems here? What's up?
Actually, I can't find the information on the lady, and neither one of you have the internet right now, because I would ask you to help me. But,
what are you looking for?
Looking for missing person in Lafayette, Louisiana.
What happened there?
Why is this so significant to you, Black Reporter?
Because she's been missing for 4 weeks, and they have offered $25,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they do that all the time. Why is this particular case, significant to you, Black Reporter?
It's not significant to me, but it's just big story around here.
Okay,
were they
so
all from Louisiana?
Pardon me?
What happened there?
Missing woman in Louisiana. And like I said,
yeah,
the reward is $25,000.
For what? Okay, what else you got for us, Black Reporter?
Authorities in Montgomery left the home earlier today where they believe the man charged with fairly shooting three people near Auburn might have been hiding. Law enforcement swarmed the scene Monday afternoon and spent hours firing tear gas, using thermal imaging, and sending tactical teams on forays inside the house as they searched for Desmonte Leonard. They hadn't brought anyone out of the house by the time they just held a briefing just after midnight. And around 2:25 a.m. this morning, an associated press photographer on the scene saw all law enforcement agents that had been there leave without comment. It wasn't immediately clear why they left. There was no activity around the house. Leonard is charged with three counts of capital murder in a shooting Saturday night during a pool party at University Heights Apartments. He's also accused of wounding three others. The dead include two former Auburn football players. While authorities were at the home Monday, Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange said they were going to scour the attic, air conditioning ducts, and every crevice of the house until they were satisfied. They were drilling holes and tearing through pieces of the house. They vowed to repay the house's owner or rebuild the structure. Investigators said their thermal imaging and other technology showed a person was in the attic area of the house and that they heard coughing and movement. But after midnight, they acknowledged that they hadn't heard those noises for several hours. Dozens of police cruisers, trucks, fire vehicles, and vans surrounded the house located in a middle-class area a few miles from Alabama's capital. Authorities have recovered two 9/11 calls that someone had looked like Leonard was in or near the house, Strange had told reporters. One of the calls came from the owner of the home. Also on Monday, police said they arrested two men accused of hindering the search. Auburn police said Jeffrey F. Thomas, 18, of Montgomery, was charged with hindering prosecution after he fled the scene of the shooting with Leonard. Records show Thomas was free on bond at the time of the Auburn shooting while awaiting a manslaughter trial set to begin on June 18th with last year's shooting death of a teenager. Montgomery police said Gabriel Thomas, 41, was also charged with hindering prosecution after having contacted with Leonard after the shooting and providing false information to officers. Police said it wasn't known whether Jeremy Thomas and Gabriel Thomas are related. Officers were looking for a third man described as a person of interest in the case, but weren't clear why. The three killed in the weekend shooting, including the former Auburn players, Edward Christian, who had to quit the team because of a lingering back injury, and Ladarius Phillips, who was transferring for Auburn to Jacksonville State University to play football. The other person killed was DeMario Pitts, age 20. Of the three people who were wounded, current Auburn football players Eric Mack and Xavier Moss were both treated and released from a hospital. The third, John Robinson, remained in critical condition after being shot in the head. A witness who identified himself as a friend of Pitts said he didn't know the man who pulled out a gun and began firing into the crowd following a dispute over a woman. "I've never seen him a day in my life," said Procurus Vines, who wasn't injured in the melee. Police have arrested Leonard on two previous charges involving guns. Court records show Montgomery police arrested Leonard in 2008 on a charge of carrying a pistol without a license after stopping a suspected stolen vehicle and finding him inside. Documents available online didn't show whether the case was ever resolved, but Leonard was freed on bond within days. Leonard was charged in 2009 with assault after a man was shot in the groin, but prosecutors dropped the case after the victim told authorities Leonard wasn't the shooter. A Montgomery woman fled a paternity suit against Leonard on Friday that identified him as the father of a girl who turned one last month. Another woman sued him in 2009 seeking unpaid child support for a girl who is now four. A court ordered monthly payments of $305 by Leonard, who records show was working at a Walmart store at the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This was all on headline news this weekend of a shooting on campus at Auburn University. Famous white university with, I think this is the year that the football team won the national championship and everything. And three of these players, I think, played on that national championship team. They're no longer there on that team, but still.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One of the things that I want to talk about was we had a couple of incidents of parental neglect this weekend. Well, I don't want to say neglect, parental abuse this weekend. We had the situation with Creflo Dollar, where his 15-year-old daughter had called 911 and accused her father of abusing her. Is somebody cheering for Miami back there? Anyway, and the other parental situation was a Hispanic man was in his backyard showing his son how to catch a ball, and the young man who was like 8 or 9 years old was having problems catching the ball, and yet he started going upside his head because he didn't catch the ball. And the neighbor, who is also Hispanic, said, look, I'm looking at you, and I've got you on tape right now showing how you are abusing your son. And the police did investigate that later on, and supposedly the boy went to visit relatives in New Jersey. This happened in Florida, supposedly. So... Once again, we've got instances of things happening in Florida. What is it about Florida, anyway?
Well,
it's
when you think about Florida, black with Florida, from what I think about Florida, I just saw a news story earlier that was in Florida of a boat full of Haitians that capsized. And now all of them are missing. Florida is like the main entryway, you know, to the outside elements, like, you know, the other countries.
Mm.
Florida is like, I mean, you got Florida and you got Mexico, but Florida really, because that's where the water is, you come straight in through. And I think that has a lot to do with the crime on down there. Now, mind you, I'm not saying every immigrant that comes over here is a criminal. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that a lot of people flee in other countries A lot of them are fleeing, you know, a lot of them are fleeing for a better life, but the majority, or not going to say majority, a strong number of them are running because of crimes that they've committed
mm-hmm.
and been the hell away from. And as soon as they get to the United States, they figure they haven't made it. So I think that that has a lot to do with Florida. There's a lot of side elements. You got Cuba, you got Haiti, you got the Dominican Republic. You know, you have all these ways where people can come in, and the element that's coming in is not, you know. I mean, come on, when you think about it, who comes over, who gets on a car floating on, you know, a piece of boards trying to get to the United States if they weren't desperate, you know?
But, Brick, I have a newsflash for you. I have a newsflash for you. Guess what's happening in Arizona?
Arizona, because they come over the border.
No. Guess what's happening in Arizona? It's going backwards. They're going back to Arizona. They're going back to Mexico. That's the story there.
And how's it going backwards?
If they're running away from here, going back to Mexico. Because they realize, huh? there's a lot of them. They are going back to Mexico.
Who the hell runs out of the United States? You probably one person that runs the hell out of here.
A lot of them. that's the trend in Mexico. They are going back to Mexico.
I'm a black reporter. Some deportation the United States wishes. I mean, come on.
There's nobody else on the line?
But hold the gates open for them to leave. Shit.
Is 803 on the line?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have 803 on the line. Hi, Sunny.
Hi, Sunny.
Good evening, Sunny.
She's a Scorpio like me.
Oh, Lord.
Us Scorpios got to stick together. You got Sagittarius people trying to be like us.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway.
Oh, my God. She's full of herself tonight. She's full of herself tonight.
That's what you get for not letting me just sleep. Just let me sleep today. 805-830-8320. This is a bootleg version of, I was going to say track, of True Crime.
She called your shit bootleg back before.
Bootleg?
Because all you did was just read, instead of paraphrasing the story, you just read me the story. And it could so, bootleg. Those two stories don't count. It came incomplete. It was an incomplete story.
I'm not even going
there.
Okay, we're going to get into some New York crimes now.
Oh.
Enough with your Louisiana crimes.
Yeah. Let's hear how they do things in New York.
Let's get to the hardcore stuff here. Okay, we have a schoolboy who was attacked 8 years old with a razor, and he cuts off the boy back. So we got eight-year-old kids, okay, fighting each other with razors. Right. This happened at a school in the Bronx, which I'm not really surprised because the Bronx is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a school in the Bronx, and apparently the kids, it was about bullying. And the principal's a woman. I'm sorry, but I got a big thing about schools with principals and women. Don't ask me, I did deal with one. My son went to his middle school principal was a woman, and I hated every grade he went through was an experience in that school. But be that as it may, what?
I just said, oh, okay.
I don't like women principals. I think, I don't know, it's just, I just don't like it. And apparently these two kids started cutting each other in school with razor blades. This happened, like I said, in the Bronx. and the Department of Education, it's crazy because it said that her granddaughter had a swollen eye shut from an 8-year-old, 7-year-old granddaughter had endured death threats from a 5th grader. Bullying is really out of control in that school. And I think that it all comes back to these parents. I'm telling you, these parents are something else. I remember when my son was in school, he dealing with bullies and stuff like that. You know, you just want to choke the parent because you see mediation and you see exactly where that kid gets the shit from. Just looking at their old raggedy ass parent, and you be ready to knock the parent out. Seriously, because it's like, you know, the parent just, you be ready. You see where they get it from. You really do. But I feel for these children that are sitting here getting bullied, and the way the Department of Ed is that they don't want to transfer your kid for nothing. Your kid basically got to have a gunshot wound in order for them to transfer, give them a safety transfer out to school now, and I don't think it's right. I think it's really crazy that you know the child should have to endure such things just before they can even get a safety transfer. You know, it really is.
Now, we've got one more additional strange crime, and this is the aftermath. Okay, let me give you a little preface here. The man was picked up. Supposedly, he was the relatives of the arrested said that he was just acting up, and that he wasn't on anything. And the police tased him. He died from the taser attack.
Uh-huh.
And the death of a Baldwin man who was shot with a taser stun gun was ruled an accident, according to the St. Mary Parish coroner. The coroner's report lists the causes of the May 10th death of Damon Abraham, 33, as an exotic delirium. This often controversial ruling is brought on by a brain disorder that is usually drug-related, caused by cocaine, PCP, methamphetamine, and amphetamine, according to excitedelirium.com, a website associated with University of Miami's Leonard M. Miller School of Medicine. Cocaine intoxication is listed under circumstances of death in the report the coroner released on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The presentation of excited delirium occurs with a sudden onset with symptoms of bizarre and or aggressive behavior, shouting, paranoia, panic, violence toward others, unexpected physical strength, and hypothermia, according to the website. St. Mary Parish coroner Dr. F.H. Metz Jr. stood by his report. That's a known entity. That's an accelerated forensic acceptable forensic diagnosis, Metz said. Abraham was tasered after he fled the Baldwin Police Department's headquarters May 10th. Running several blocks, he ducked into some woods where Officer Skylar Dore found him and ordered him to stay down, according to a report by the Baldwin Police Department. When Baldwin got up and began running, he was shot with a taser stun gun. He was not handcuffed at the time, both Baldwin Police and State Police report. Metz said it was impossible to know how recently Abraham took cocaine prior to being tasered. He would not reveal on when. Hold on.
Okay.
On what part of his body Abraham was tasered and how many times. I'll furnish you with everything that I furnish everyone, Metz said later, adding, I'm not giving out any more information. Damon Abraham's niece said, I'm not upset by the coroner's ruling. I'm shocked. The coroner did say, however, the cocaine contributed to the excited delirium. He did not say how much cocaine was in Abraham's system or how recently the cocaine has been ingested. Also, Met said Abraham died at Lafayette General Medical Center at 10:30 p.m. on May 10th. He was tased at 5 p.m. that day, according to state police report. The same report released to the Daily Iberian June 4th, tased, this is the incident, as a homicide. The case still remains under investigation by the state police, though the coroner's report will help as they compile information, said Trooper Stephen Hammond, spokesman for State Police 25. He said that the death is being ruled as an accidental does not take the criminal charges off the table. State Police will compile its report and turn the findings over to the District Attorney's Office and let it decide whether any charges could be filed. It's just common practice where they'll take a look at it and see if there's anything criminal and that they want to charge anyone with and what they want to charge anyone with. Hammonds was unsure about how long the investigation would take, he said. By comparison, a shooting case involving a Lafayette officer back in November was just completed a couple of weeks ago. Jonathan Abraham's, Damon's niece, said she was very surprised by the coroner's ruling. I'm not upset, I'm shocked, Jonathan Abraham said. She says the family wants Dore to be brought to the justice. Jonathan said she wanted him to face criminal charges. She confirmed the family has an attorney, but would not elaborate on what type of legal action they may take. Mm-hmm. She also distanced herself and the family from statements made at the Daily Iberian on Sunday by Reverend Raymond Brown. Speaking about the family's lawyer, he said, the lawyer done told the family not to talk to any of you guys because he's afraid y'all just going to hurt the money. That's the whole deal here. Jonathan Abraham said it wasn't about the money at all, only about justice, because money cannot bring him back, Abraham said. Gwen Abraham of Lafayette, president and founder of the advocacy organization supporting people in need, also works with the family. She said the march Brown mentioned in the Sunday story is actually a rally. It is to support the family, she said. It will be held at 6 p.m. on Friday in Baldwin, but she could not give a contact address. It is a peaceful demonstration. It is not a protest. What was that?
Nothing.
That's me being
a 805-830-8320. This is the Adult Zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter. LaCrush is sitting on the back burner right now. We got Brick running the boards, and we got Black Reporter holding the chain.
And I'm asleep.
Huh?
I got a break here. I need to splash some water on my face. We'll be right back. I need some glass of water. Wake you up. We'll be right back. To Full Fantasy Radio. This is True Crimes. We're going to take a little short break. Back. Okay? Okay.
Girl, I've been shaking and moving. Tomorrow.
block. Pull up on that ass in the brand new drop. Speakers on blast with tremendous knock. TVs in the dash, rims just won't stop. You need to be down with a pimp like me. I ain't turning down nothing but my collar, you see. I'ma leave you with my number, you should holler at me. Cause I'm a baller, can't nobody hustle harder than me.
Girl, I've been thinking, thinking and moving. Trying to get the view in that booty. Trying to get the view in that booty. Trying to get the view in that booty. Girl, I've been thinking and thinking the donkey. Trying to get the view in that monkey.
Trying to get the view in that monkey. Ooh, your ass is right. I ain't trying to let that pass me tonight. I'ma put my being in and tell you something slick. Whisper in your ear while I'm holding my dick. I don't mean no harm, it's a hood in me. Tripping on that Richard Hennessy. Psychedelic colors in my jewelry. Suckers hella jealous cause you're digging me. Now what you gonna do, mama? I'm trying to dip later on, me and you, mama. I like the way that you groove and you move, mama. You know the women love me, I'm the 40 water. Popping my piece cause I'm late with gang. Nothing but the yay flowing through my veins. She wear a Miss 60, can't fit in the Gucci. Cause her ass big enough to sit a cup on her boot.
Girl, I've been shaking, shaking and moving. Trying to get the view in that booty. Trying to get the view in that booty. Trying to get the view in that booty. Girl, I've been shaking and hacking the donkey. Trying to get the view in that monkey. Trying to get the view in that monkey. Trying to get the view in that monkey.
Yeah, so you're looking up for my ass in the jeans. I don't think you know what to do with this pussy. What you gon' do with this pussy? Hey, I know you want this, won't try to take me to the club for this good shit, good shit. But I don't think you can handle this pussy. What you gon' do with this?
You looking like you got that good gushy gushy. Fuck around with me, I beat the brakes off that pussy. How your ass coming like a porno star movie? Tell your friends and I bet they all wanna do me. Hoes know me, I'm Evo out. They recognize Tripper when I stepped in the dough. Hide in a satellite full of that drop. Holler at a player when you're ready to go.
Girl, I've been shaking, shaking and moving. Tryna get the view in that booty. Tryna get the view in that booty. Tryna get the view in that booty. Girl, I've been shaking and hacking the donkey.
Welcome back. And you are listening to the Sounds of Phone Fantasy Radio. And I am your co-pilot for this evening. My name is Brick. And I am joined by our host, Black Reporter, and Miss Lady. La Crush Hearts. It is 10 o'clock. Exactly. Or 10:01. And you are listening to Phone Fantasy Radio, the Adult Zone, True Crimes. Had to take a little break right then and there because I get a little overwhelmed. Shout out to Sonny, who's online. I donated that song to you, Sonny. I dedicate that song to you and Mr. Iron Mike Tyson, new man, okay? I know, he brought the bricks off that pussy yesterday. I know he did, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm screaming like a porno star movie.
Ooh.
I mess with you, Sonny. You know I had to mess with you. Come on. Because you know you got that good gushy. I
might even
Anyway. Excuse me. I just see that song makes me liven up. That's why I had to put it on. I had to wake up. Okay, because all this true crime is making me kind of like, damn. Hopefully, let's have an hour of just pepping up a little bit this hour, please.
Okay.
My God. Right. But I was dedicated to Miss Sunny, Mr. Iron Mike Johnson. That man got that.
Let me ask you, Crush. How is Kitty?
Yeah.
Huh?
How is Kitty?
I know Kitty. I'm talking about that muscle bound mic drop. Yeah. Okay, this ain't Brick's house. I took over. But I was just running the switchboard. Okay, I just had to get that out. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Uh-huh.
Had to get what out?
That Mike Johnson body looked like a bomb. Oh yeah, I'm lusting after your man, girl. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Crush, wake up, wake up.
No.
Because he's happy and half gone. Lord have mercy. This is Phone Fantasy Radio, believe it or not. This is Phone Fantasy 1.0 as opposed to the 2.0 you get every week. This is 1.0. We had to downgrade a little bit. Our sisters are down. So we're improvising on you know, for the most part. Crush is like, oh, there. Back and forth is.
Crush halfway asleep.
Black Report is somewhere. I don't know
I'm
where
here.
He is.
I'm here.
In Oklahoma. Somewhere.
No.
And
no,
I'm here
yeah.
by the switchboard. Shout out to everybody in the chat room.
You don't forget, you can call us up. I mean, if you got your own story to relate, call us at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320.
There you go. Shout out to chat room people. Ain't nobody in the chat room. Oops. Shout out to.
Ain't nobody in the chat room?
Nobody in our chat room, man. Now, listen,
well,
this is when you tell black folks.
I think I know what it is.
Black folks don't stick around, they go home.
No. I think I know what it is. Tonight
why
is game,
that?
Tonight is game one of the finals. Of the NBA Finals.
He got shite. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
I do on this phone and watch the game at the same damn time. The thing about it is that once you tell black people there's no party, we don't stick around and linger. Black people go home. So everybody here turned and did something else once you put out the bulletin and we were closed. So, I guess I go watch Hell's Kitchen. Oh, well, I guess I'll go watch CSI. Well, I guess I'll go have sex. You know? And then Crush had it in her mind that the show was canceled. Now, her mind is totally checked out of the show.
I'm here. I'm just.
Mine is like.
Not all there.
Yeah, I'm not on here. It's not my, once again, folks, this is not my doing. Black Reporter should have let me cancel the show like I wanted to, but he wanted to talk about the missing people. I don't know. Black Reporter, move the phone from your nose, man.
Pardon me?
Move the phone receiver from your nose.
She said your stars are blowing into the phone and it sounds like a fan is for you or something.
No.
All right, I got to cover some stories here because I don't know what Black Report is doing. But shout out to Black Reporter because you know you did bring us a couple of true crimes and you know you let us know what's going on. We appreciate it. Wife was arrested. You don't know who Zimmerman is. You've been living under a rock. Zimmerman is the young man who shot the young man, I don't know, I drew a blank real quick. The young man with the hood.
Trayvon.
Martin. His wife has been arrested on charges of lying to police. And that story is developing. We don't have much on that now. But that's developing. She's arrested on one count of perjury. And her bond is set at $1,000. So she'll get off, of course. But that's because they sat there and lied about having money in the bank so he can get a cheaper amount to pay for his bond. Three words and all sorts of nonsense. These people are the biggest liars I've ever seen. I hope that they're hard for bringing these people to trial before it plays out, whereas people forget the main facts of this trial.
Well,
I'm going to start by this episode, y'all. This is really one for the records here.
This is something that just might be deleted. This cannot go on an air check. You got me snoring. You got sound effects. It's too much going on this little board. Nobody called in except for Sunny. Hi, Sunny.
There's too much going on and not enough going on all at the same time.
We got nasty-ass music playing.
This is not one of our better episodes.
This is just not playing. See, I hate when things are thrown at me at the last damn minute.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but it's really Black Reporter. Moving on. Because Black Reporter is this whole situation. I'm glad that.
Is Black Reporter still there? Black Reporter. He's not even there.
Is he?
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I put him back on. He had to call back.
Yeah, how you know he's calling back?
I got disconnected.
Who's calling
in? 919, save the show.
Who the
heck is this?
What up, Quest?
Hey, guys. Hey, the computer's down. The blog talk is down. That's why nobody's in the chat. You can't
log in. That wasn't me.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I don't have a computer. Everybody's been acting up. But, you know, we're trying to make it work. How are you doing, Quest?
I'm doing fine. It's not the, I'm talking blog talk is down. There's no website. You can't log in at all to the website.
Oh, you can't get on at all. Okay.
So that's why nobody, if your number went down, you're fine.
Right, if your dollar number, you're barely fine because it's still messed up. Like, okay, I get it. Thank you, Quest. We appreciate you calling
in and
all that. Thanks for looking out for us and letting us know these things.
It's not that people can't hear you guys.
Yeah, well, this is one for the garbage can.
this is just us, you know. Let's just kick the true crime. Because we make it a crime. We're making a mockery of our good old show name right now.
Yeah, we are
guilty of a true crime. So what I want to do now is I'm going to let Black Reporter let us know about what's going on from his cubbyhole next week.
From my cubbyhole next week, we are going to look at this speech that this college president gave at a graduation this past weekend, and where he said to his graduating crowd of seniors, "You are not special. There is nothing special about you. You are part of a generation that grows up feeling everybody deserves a trophy. Well, if everybody deserves a trophy, what's the use of the trophy? Think about it."
And that will be Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
June 19th?
Yep.
At 10 p.m., from 9 to 10, we'll have the adult zone with myself, and we'll just be chopping up, shooting the breeze, trying to make up for tonight's show, and we'll have some topics for you. We'll definitely want to pick Brick's brain and see what she got in store for Brick's house. So we're gonna get all up in her business. We're going to tell you what we got planned for the adult zone and also what we got planned for Crush Groove. That's what we're going to spend the first hour doing. And then we'll have Black Reporter take us into this controversial speech that was made. So that's the lineup for Tuesday. This Thursday is the Boom Boom Room. The technician is coming out tomorrow, so I should be up and ready for the Boom Boom Room tomorrow on Thursday on Crush Grooves with LaCrush and Black Reporter. This Boom Boom Room is going to be a little different. You're still welcome to come in and share your stories and, you know, share your experiences that happens in and out the bedroom. But this Boom Boom Room, I'm going to ask you a question. I want everybody to speak their truth. Give us something factual about you. Some facts, you know, it don't have to be too personal. But let us a little bit know about the people that call and that, you know, listen to Phone Fantasy Radio. I want to get into the minds of our callers this Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern on Crush Grooves, the Boom Boom Room. I want to get into your minds. You know, we call. We have a lot of people that support the show. And I just want to know what kind of listeners that we have tuned in. What kind of eccentric,
in other words, what's your kink?
What kind of eccentric? No, I don't. It don't have to be kinky.
Okay.
It don't have to
include
be
John.
Huh?
I say, does that include John?
That includes everybody that support Phone Fantasy Radio, the network itself. So, you know, you, Son, Lady C, John, Sonny, you're going to have to press that one, Sonny, on Thursday.
Thursday.
You will get a call from me on your other line. we want you to call in too, Russ, if you listen to the show. I want you to call in too. I'll provide you with the Skype number and all that other good stuff. That's what, you know, I want to get all into your business on Thursday. So that's what we'll do.
That's basically where it is. We're nosy.
I do some sugar in the room. That's it.
Sugar.
Good evening, Lady Sugar.
I might do some sugar in the room.
Sugar. What's up, sugar? What's going on, Lady C?
Not too much. My phone was acting up. I called in.
Oh, you and everybody else.
Yeah, we all fucked up around here, Lady C. You are not alone. I don't have no internet. I don't even have a house phone. I want a bootleg cell phone that don't have no space on it. I don't know who told me to upgrade to smartphones, but whoever did it, you suck.
Smartphone is supposed to be the best thing. I don't know.
I was quite fine with my little flip phone. Y'all tell me to upgrade to this touchscreen phone, and my phone is talking about there's no space to do nothing. I got three apps downloaded, and it gave me like 50 apps that I don't use. And I can't do nothing with this phone. Like, oh, good grief.
Don't say that because they want me to upgrade to a smartphone. My daughter keeps saying, you need a better one.
Right, that's what they're telling me. I had a little flip phone. It was doing fine. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bothering nobody. It was doing quite fine. And
it was
still
bothering
worked.
Me.
And it still worked. So now I'm going to put out there, I need a collection. I need to get me a new phone, guys. We need to get me an official phone.
Oh, my God.
Something with a full keyboard on it, because this touchscreen is the bullshit. You know, I need something with a full keyboard on it, you know.
I don't want the full keyboard, no. There's too many keys.
I don't want to keep pressing that one key over and over and over trying to get to the big letters. trying to get to the capital letters. You got to go through all the small letters. Oh, shit.
Ooh, don't say that.
Yeah,
I'm,
see? You got to put 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
That's why I don't want a touch screen. I like my little flip phone.
It's all good, though.
Oh, my.
Anybody out there that want to sponsor Phone Fantasy Radio and just give us some new equipment? that would be greatly appreciated. You know, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com.
Okay.
You know,
Brown Reporter, you out there?
Brown Reporter?
Brown Reporter's listed in action.
We should call him. Somebody call Brown Reporter. Oh, he looks like I ain't got my computer right now, because you know I would dial his number. And we can all just leave a message.
I don't have his phone number.
Right, we could have all just left a message on his voicemail, like, what up, this is Team Fantasy, checking in on you. Everybody is calling. Oh, my goodness. Shout out to me. I just passed out. But I'm back now. Just wanted to let y'all know, y'all go to 37 minutes. I was asleep. Yes, I was. It wasn't my fault.
Shout out to Sean, repping BBWs.
Oh, he's in the building. Al, hey, boo. I like when you call
Shout
me Foxy
Ooh,
Mama.
Hey, boo. Oh, my God.
Hey, boo. I like when you call me Foxy Mama. I call everybody boo but you. I call everybody boo but you.
I see that.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon.
I'm hurt.
Doesn't that bother you, Black Reporter?
Well, she just called me granddad, yeah. Because I have no grandchildren.
You want to call you Poppy? Hey, Poppy.
No, I've only got two daughters.
Hey,
and they're the only ones who can call me Poppy.
Hey, Poppy.
Hey, babe.
Up to 725-752-257.
What?
Bob
security number.
Listen, since I met this fool, I've been playing this damn number 752. It ain't come out yet. I'm still waiting for 75.
Can I get that box straight, please? Oh wow. 50
I'm
boxes.
Straight shit. I'm in wait.
50 boxes
shit.
Straight. You know what? That's funny
said,
because that's my building though. Number too. My building number is 257, so I get it. And every time I don't play it, that's when it comes.
Exactly.
So I get it.
Oh,
752. Got me paying for it. I like Sun.
Shout out to Sunny.
Hey, Sunny. Shout out to MJ. Looking like solid stone.
Solid soul.
Looking at this picture here, I'm like,
that's about to be my cover page. But she's lucky I like her. If it was anybody else, I would have did it.
I'm an advocate for this relationship.
If it was anybody else, I would have did that. Would have been my profile picture, and that would have been my cover page on my Facebook page.
I'm about to tell you on his page to fall back.
He need to make that his profile picture, because that picture he got up don't do him justice if he's looking like that. Like, how are you laying
in the mirror?
Looking like...
And all you see is, like, the 5 o'clock shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, out this mother.
Listen,
When he went and he cleaned up, that's what's up. You know, he didn't come out there
back
looking like
back
no
in the
raggedy
day.
He came and he cleaned up.
Huh?
I'm trying to see Black Reporter with his baldy. Black Reporter shaved off all his hair.
Yeah,
let's see.
He won't send me a picture.
You did? Why? You were thinking
because
too hard.
Easier to maintain. Okay, I promise you. I'm going to send Crush a picture tomorrow, and she can put it on Facebook. Well, not tomorrow. I'll send it to Brick. And Brick can put it on Facebook.
Why you can't?
Yes, I am.
Why can't you Crush?
Because
it's a both of
them. Crush
doesn't have
it'll be back
right
up tomorrow. Damn, you acting like I ain't paying my bill.
Oh.
Get it scared me. Hi, Kitty. Get it scared me. Anyway, I paid the bill. We waited for the technician to come. He acted up. My wrist hurt. My body hurt. My head hurt.
Why?
Because I need some penis.
But that's not the first time you needed penis. I mean, that's not a new thing for you.
That's why my body hurt. You asked me why my body hurt. I need some penis in my throat.
Okay.
You got me, Black and Walker?
Pardon me?
You heard me, Black and Walker. You got me? You going to email me some penis?
I am not entering the contest.
You know you want to.
No.
Yes, you do. You want to show us your little pee-pee.
No.
Yeah, you do, Black Reporter. You want to show us how you try all shaved and clean.
Oh, Lord.
No. No.
On the quest, you going to enter the contest on the quest? Is that a quest for this?
If you're going to do prettiest Pete test.
If we do Pretty and Peach, you got to enter now so we can do the Pretty and Peach. If we don't get a good response. Ah, Kitty, why are you biting me? Kitty is the only pussy I get.
Oh, why? I saw it coming.
Right, my little cunt cunt. Cut in Boots. That's going to be the name of my movie, right, Kitty? Cutting Boots.
Going on?
We should take a musical break and play the vagina song.
Oh, my God.
What happened, Chris? What you say?
I didn't think anything. I said, oh, my God. I guess so.
I'm putting on, yeah. Speaking of
vagina. It's all good. Shout out to John. John didn't call in today?
Nope.
John is mad at us.
Can't you hear?
Huh?
Yeah, oh, I just put on the original words with Friends Killer. I don't know if he's going to say anything. Cheetah.
Hi.
Nah, he ain't saying nothing.
The 215, you
have
a speaker?
Me watching the game.
Yo, can y'all hear?
Oh, there
can you speak? Let's go!
Yeah.
Brown.
What's up?
Brown,
what's
who's going?
What's going on? Leader of the new school. What's going on?
Chilling. What's up? What's up with y'all?
Who's with
Brown? We're tired. We're beat up right now. Blog Talk Radio done beat us down. But we holding on.
I know how it be.
Yeah, it's one of them, days. I was trying to have some phone sex with you earlier. You went into your phone.
No. You weren't for us.
Blame it on the rain. Blame it on the
rain. Blame it on the rain. Isn't that a song?
No.
Yes, it is.
My window. Oh, no, I can't see it. Okay, yeah.
It's been raining all day, yeah.
It's been raining here all day, too. I was outside in the rain.
Awesome.
And my good wig got wet.
Your good wig?
Word up.
My good wig got wet, girl. My good wig. It's all matted now. Ew.
Brown.
Yo, what's good?
Brown. Who's with that?
I'm just trying to change the subject, Black Reporter.
I'm not trying to change it, so I just want an update.
On what? The game?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you watching the game?
Oh.
I could have told you that. My roommate watching the game.
He been giving it to him. I mean, it ain't bad. It's only 54-50, but they playing with more fire. You know what I mean? This ain't going the way I need it to go.
Oh, you a Thunder fan too?
I don't fuck with the heat.
So, son.
Yeah, what's up?
What you got on?
Khakis.
Okay. You got a shirt on?
Hey, y'all, you join the move. Yeah, I got let the lady talk. I got a shirt on.
Huh?
I got a shirt on. Yeah.
What time
but,
is
you know,
it?
I mean, the most important part is my dick is always out. So, man, I can have one of Warwick's down Parker. My dick is always out.
Okay. Talking about starting to move. Gee whiz.
That is unique.
Talking about no Vaseline. Just put it in there.
Oh.
That is unique.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's unique. You're for fucking with me.
You know, I like it.
Yeah, well, you know my motto. Hands down, my
right. Mother. You know, I feel some type of way. I'm feeling some type of way at you, Ram Reporter.
Is that so?
Yes, I am. Because I was laying in.
What way was that?
Because I was laying in with all my clothes on, the words of friends, and you ain't try to script me.
What? Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? You know what? I had to learn a valuable lesson. I had to learn a valuable lesson from that thrashing, you know what I mean, from that rabbit, you know what I'm saying? Really resisted it, you know, when he ran away, screamed, raped, eventually she had come to my will.
Oh, so she spoiled it for the rest of us? Oh.
But I understand. From what I understand, she's still mad, and she must be pressing charges since she's a snitch.
Ooh.
I thought maybe she would identify with her captors. Yeah.
Ow.
It's all good, though. It's all good. I stripped myself.
Jesus shit.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus shit.
Don't be mad.
We need to have a word with friends tournament. A Phone Fantasy Radio word with friends tournament.
That's a question y'all dudes on the
phone. Huh?
That's a question with y'all dudes on the phone.
Okay.
Question. Why is it that when y'all are in public or something, let's just say you're in public, and y'all run into a porn star, run and get your picture taken with a porn star. Post that shit everywhere. But the girl on the block fucked everybody from here around the corner everywhere else. Y'all want to take a picture with her? What's up with that?
What you mean I won't take a picture with her? I take a picture with any hoe if I like her. I take a picture with any hoe that I like. I won't take a picture with no hoe that I don't like.
So she
wanted
to go around fucking everybody. Everybody know her name in the neighborhood and shit. You gonna stand by and take a picture with her hugged up?
Well, first of all, I don't take no pictures. Where you be seeing these pictures, you know, of niggas hugged up with chicks? Where you see that at?
Every time I see a picture of some dude, a porn star, they always hugged up on her. Just see one of like 5 seconds ago.
That's just about status. It's the same way. It's the same way that a chick, you know, it's the same way little, you know, young girls be running around talking about Lil Wayne look good. Get the fuck out! You know what it is? It's money, but it's money. Money talks bullshit walk. So you know, even without the money, that status. Everybody want to, well, I ain't going to say everybody, but a lot of people want to be with the most known person regardless of what they might be into. But I, you know, I've never been a star chaser, so I don't know. I don't Star Trek.
That's right. If I see R. Kelly, I'm going to let him pee on me. I mean, I'm going to take a picture with him.
Oh, jeez.
I hear that. And I co-sign you doing both. But think about it, think about why dudes go to the strip club. You know what I mean? Is it really normal to want to get grinded on, you know what I mean, in front of a bunch of motherfuckers? Like, what part of the game is this? But people do it all the time, right? So,
yeah.
You know, some people just like to have sex in front of other people. Or have that persona, you know, that little superstar quality. You know,
that's what you call ghetto superstars. That's what porn
yep.
are.
Exactly.
They're ghetto superstars, you know. That's like me, you know, hosting a party or a strip club and I'm inviting all the big girl porn stars. Dudes is going to pay to be with that. You know, they want to come and see that. They want to, you know, that's the closest thing to Jenna Jameson they're going to get.
Yeah.
So.
But the thing is, like, let them porn stars from what visibly, you can tell which ones really got the good shit and which ones famous for nothing. You know, like.
Yeah, we know. We went through that with you already.
This thing.
I ask how he knows my watch.
It's a no-name chick that got the last one from what I can see.
That's a show we didn't have already.
Huh?
Isn't that right, Crush? Isn't that a show we didn't have already?
What?
That show.
What show?
About, you know, getting with, you know, a porn star or sex.
Oh, wait a minute.
Huh?
I don't think we did that show.
Okay.
Hold on. I got a question for Brick.
Oh, no.
It's a simple question. How come you always asking questions about dudes? You know what I mean? Like dudes that's on this show. And like, do you ever ask the dudes that you with? Do you ever ask them any questions about what they do? I mean, why don't you get it from the horse's mouth?
First of all, I ain't no damn dude. Okay? No dude. And I choose to ask an uncompromised audience. Why I ask you?
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
Oh, I get what she's trying to say. Yeah, I'm not porn star status.
I'm just playing. Y'all have to ask, you know, y'all are not biased. Anybody I ask, they'll be biased.
Wait,
you're uncompromised.
But my question is this. You mean to tell me, so if you ask a dude that you've been seeing, you know what I mean?
I ain't seen nobody.
Maybe you can reference one that you was seeing, you know what I mean? If y'all was speaking terms, you could ask them. But the question is, you mean to tell me you don't know men that you can ask, you know, why dudes like to take pictures with porn stars and all that?
Yeah. No, because they either go to lie.
Exactly.
I don't do that.
What's their motive? Well, I don't do it, but I can still answer the question.
That's why I say you're uncompromised.
You don't have no interest in fucking again. See, that's the thing.
Exactly.
You know, if you ask them, you propose a question, they're going to tell you what they think you want to hear
First of all, from my experience, there's nothing that you can say that will talk you out of some pussy if you was born to get it in the first place.
Listen.
I said from my experience. Everybody is. From my experience, there ain't been a goddamn thing I can say to make me not get what I was going to get first.
No. Just stop it, son. You know damn well everybody's not on your level. And people and guys still, you know, there's ways out there that still believe. You know, regardless of if they're going to get it or not, they're going to tell you what you want to hear. And, you know,
I can understand that in terms of the person that you're dealing with. But if you ask me a question about what somebody else does and their motivations for that, how would that stop me from getting that?
My head hurts. Okay, 803, I don't know, it's two 803s on the phone. But I just put one on the line. 803, you're open. Love you all. Is this Anisha? 803?
Say hi. Okay, so don't say hi. I want
to
speak to you.
She wanna say hi. Put your finger up.
Oh, they hung up? Well, we didn't want to speak to you anyway, 803.
Well, 803 is the one hung up.
Well, then that means the other one is the real one. Al, shout out to 803. Sunny.
They hung up too.
Sunny, huh?
They hung up too.
Oh, she sucks.
Oh, come on. You're doing bold moves, girl. You hang up the phone. Anyway.
Yeah, wrong.
Wow. Nah, we love our peoples. We love
I love Sonny, but come on, girl. You're doing headstands and shit. You can't
call. We love everybody that call in and support us and join into the conversation or just want to listen to the conversation. Even though this is like one of those shows that will be deleted from the archives, you know, we appreciate y'all.
Yes, indeed.
Come on and tell it all. Tell it all, sister. How
we're
going to
have a private conference call soon. So, you know, y'all look out for that number. We're going to invite everybody, you know, just to call in. It won't be recorded. You know, we could just chop it up for a good hour or two. So,
go ahead.
We're going to have that coming soon, one of these days. Maybe right before Sun 752 show or something.
So it was too small? I like a big slit. I don't like a big slit in the penis. It's really a turn off.
A big slit in the penis?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
A big wide slit? I don't like that. It's really a turn off.
What about a man who loves to eat? Huh?
What?
What about, I mean, y'all discriminating against men who love to eat?
What about the men who love to eat? What the hell is doing a big slit in their diddling, Black Reporter?
What's that got to do with
Black Reporter? You're talking about the hole in the penis?
Yeah, the penis slit.
The pee hole.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I never heard
of like
a
big
as a slit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you looking too long. We're like 2 inches long. I was like, what the hell is going on here? Model in there.
I swear, I want to put crazy glue in somebody's pee hole without dying.
Wow. That causes a bullet through your head.
Exactly. Did you hear not saying without dying? I'm like, I just want to do it just without dying. Like, it was a prank. I'm sorry.
Wow.
It was a prank.
369-803. I'm getting tired of you now. Put you on one more time. Don't bring up the damn phone. All right? You're going live. Hello, 803.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Mike.
Oh. Who's it?
Oh, sucky, sucky now. It is Mr. Stone Man himself, Stone Cold Mike.
Ooh. I got no ear for him, bro.
I heard y'all was talking about me, so I was.
Hold on. Who is this?
She a tattle teller. You a tattle teller, Sonny.
Hey, babe, I know you're listening. But I'm at work, but I was just calling to say, hey, how y'all doing?
Oh,
wait
a minute. Thank you. Wow.
You
got
a drawl,
too?
Say what now?
Say what now?
She's in my soft cackalacky.
Oh, my God. Where you from? Where you from, Sugar? Where you from?
Where I'm from?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm in Charleston.
You got a drawl,
too? Soft cackalacky.
There you go.
I got down in Spartanburg. I'm coming over to see you when I go see my family in Spartanburg. I'm going to come see you. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to make it a road trip, Brick. We're going to have a road trip. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go on a road trip. Me and Brick, we're going to go on a road trip. Oh, my God. Can we have a blow-by-blow of the weekend that just passed? Start with...
parking the car, Sugar. We go on from there.
Nah, I'm waiting for next week. Next week's show, they need to call in and let us know what happened.
That's when the kid gonna be gone, right?
Exactly.
This is like my As the World Turns, I'm telling you.
Yep.
Y'all like my Jody and Chachi. Y'all my Sonny and Cher. Y'all my Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Why we can't be like Sonny and Mike?
Y'all could be like them too.
Like that. Y'all could be that.
Y'all could be that. Y'all are original. Y'all could do that.
Okay, all right, y'all could do that. But still, y'all like my, you know, my heroes.
Y'all my heroes.
Y'all make it.
Y'all make it work. And y'all look cute together. Don't they look cute together?
Sally don't even want me though. She hung up on some other dude.
What?
Damn.
Oh. Well, that's
has she seen you
Mike.
Or is she blind?
That's the best kind, Mike. My color is red, Mike. My color is red.
You mean pink. You mean pink, Crush.
No. I'm talking about something else. You know what I'm talking about.
I hear
you. We need to work on Sunny. Don't you say?
Yeah. Oh, nah. That's okay. I ain't gonna sweat it.
Our Scorpios need to get together, Mike.
No, I ain't gonna sweat.
Scorpios need to get together. Right. Scorpios need to get together.
What?
Everything's awful choppy right now. Us Scorpios need to get together. Me, Mike, Sunny. I don't know anybody else.
I told you what was up in the line, but you ain't answered back. So.
I don't have no internet service. I'm working on my phone, and this shit wanna work when it wanna work. Sorry. It's not personal.
I told you that we can make that. That crushy. Let's call it a crushy son.
A crush sun delight. That's what it's going to be called. A crush sunny delight. I'm going to be the crush ice, and we're going to bring the sunny and the delight.
Gotcha.
Hi, sunny. Don't knock it till you try it, sunny. But anyway,
right, so you work now, you said? You work at night?
Say what now?
You work at night?
Oh, yeah, I work from 7 to 7.
7 to 7.
What kind of job you do? Do you have handcuffs? What's your job?
Oh, you damn crush.
Yeah,
oh.
I got a big nightstick.
So you secure the perimeter. That's what you do?
Yeah, I got a big nightstick I carry with me, too, though.
I heard that shit already. I heard about the nightstick, though. But,
moving on.
Oh, I heard about that nightstick.
Do not be interrupting us, Black of Order.
I'm on the switchboard. Don't have me shut you off, Black of Order.
We are interviewing a caller, Black of Order. Don't be rude.
If Sonny ain't going to say nothing, then let him talk.
So, listen, let me ask you a question. So, you take down some stuff.
Say what now?
You take down suspects and all that other stuff? Like, you take them down, right?
Yeah.
On the floor, right?
I check out.
On the floor. That. And you climb on top of them and handcuff them, right?
Why don't you answer the question, Rick?
I cuff them and stuff them.
Ooh. They're frisky, but they ain't got nothing dangerous on them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotta check them thoroughly, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to moan loudly.
Could you read me the right to remain silent on the phone right now? It go slow.
The Miranda rights. The Miranda rights. Yeah, who the hell is Miranda? Fuck up.
Sonny checked out all my equipment last weekend, though, because he know what I like that.
Well, we don't want to know that. Just tell us the Miranda rights, and then you can hang up.
Just a kiss from around the right.
Yeah, just bring us from around the right so I can download that. Make a little sound bit.
That's about what, like, well, I'm guessing you arrest. I don't know. When you take someone into custody, what'd you tell them?
I couldn't hear that last part. Say it again.
When you take someone into custody or when you take someone in, what do you tell them? Speech or something you tell them?
What, the remainder rights?
Yeah,
we know.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Go ahead. Do it slow.
I want you to know that I got my partner right here laughing at me. So.
Okay, well, you can do it too. Y'all can do it together.
We got to go.
On the phone. Let's talk to him.
Yeah, let's talk to him. Do it real slow.
I got to do work. I got to go. I'll just call in for a few minutes. I'll let y'all hear something later on if y'all still on. I'm trying to call.
All right, sugar.
All right. We don't know where you are, but thank you. We appreciate you calling in, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you want to hear it that bad, I can easily give it to you.
No, not you.
See how I get treated?
You know who fault that was, right? That was Brick's fault.
What?
Oh.
That was your fault. It was your fault. Because you done skinned the man off. Yeah.
And his brother was staying together.
Like,
shit.
What do you do?
Hold the position.
And then you throw him down to the ground. And then what do? You put your knee in their back. Like, Brick, let him answer the question.
No, I was just going. He wasn't moving fast.
You was, how did they say
it?
Not
just moving, damn it.
So this is how they do it. This is how they do it, Brick. You was leading the witness.
I sure that was.
Objection, Your Honor. You was leading the witness.
Objection sustained.
Girl, Sunshine, I have so much fun with that. It wouldn't even be funny, man.
Sunshine, no, let Mike come up here by himself, girl. No,
I would be role playing like a motherfucker. I'd be like, listen, I'm going to walk down the street here. You pull up in the car and handcuff me and take me in the car.
Yo, what's your whole thing about the handcuffs thing? What part of the game is that?
Why you got some?
No.
I can just picture you with some handcuffs and a toothpick hanging out the side of your mouth doing undercover shit.
What up? Mm-hmm.
Nah, fuck handcuffs. My hands are strong. I can just hold you down.
Oh, yeah, goddamn.
That'll work too. that'll work too. But, you know, the handcuffs will, you know, make it easier because then they're, you know, my hands are together and I can't move them. So, therefore, you got both hands to caress and you know.
But his whole thing. But, the thing I never understood about the handcuffs is what was you trying to get away in the first place?
Hopefully, if it's done right, hell the fuck yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I'm going to tell y'all. I got a series coming up. As a matter of fact, thank you for reminding me just now. I got a YouTube series coming up. I'm going to tell men how to beat it up. It's going to be my YouTube series. I'm going to have different videos, and I'm trying to get some models now that's going to walk around in cat suits and biker shorts so I can show the men the proper way
how to
beat
it up.
How to beat it up.
Can that actually be taught?
Yeah. Doesn't it vary depending on who you're with?
No. This is not for everybody. And, yes, there are some techniques that you can do. That there's some techniques that men really don't know about. That if you don't know how to do it, you know, I can teach you how to do it. There's some things that you can do that'll help you, even if you are whack, or even if you do know. There's certain things that you know you can do. Frankly, there's certain things that you can do. You know, same thing as far as giving head too, ladies. There's certain things that you can do.
But the thing is.
No matter how good you get hit, you still hit it up, and even if beating it up
is actually a physical thing. Like you don't make a chick come, that don't make you beat it up. You know what I mean?
I'm using beat it up to describe the whole thing.
Yeah.
It sounded better to me to say beat it up than saying me fuck your brains out or some shit like that. So, you know, that's what I'm using
beat
it up as.
Same thing. Even fucking your brains.
It sounds better. I'm not going to say, listen, son 752. Stop trying to be so fucking technical, okay?
But how do you know?
It's men like you. It's men like you that make other men lose confidence.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean,
yes, it is.
Because
you trying to be all technical. You trying to be all technical, and you fucking, you know, you taking money out of my pocket. You know, this is taking money out of my pocket.
You know what?
You know,
I pledge not to do.
That's one thing I pledge not to do.
I don't appreciate this. You know, you and I may know that it may be a gimmick, but you ain't got to tell everybody it's a gimmick. Goddamn. You know? Let them pay the $1.99 or the $5.99 to get beat it up techniques and it just be regular old fucking. Goddamn.
That's hallelujah.
Sorry.
I'm just making it sound good. You know? Damn. You just. Can you teach that? Yeah, I can teach you. If you shut up. Anyway,
that,
folks,
that
it's been a very interesting
brought to
show.
You by Professor the Crush Heart.
Anyway, folks, this has been a very interesting episode of True Crime on the Adult Zone.
We have 5 minutes left in the Adult Zone for this evening. And I want to thank everybody who came through because we're about to give this show up for dead.
Right. So Matt. I got permission to delete the first half of the show, Black Reporter.
Yes, you do. Can you do that?
I'm going to delete all the way to where I started snoring.
Okay.
All right.
I think we kind of came back live after that song came on. We all kind of bounced back after.
After that song came on, we all just popped back. You want to clap back? Oh, sorry. All right, folks. We'll be here bright and sunny on Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central for Crush Grooves. The Boom Boom Room with LaCrush and Black Reporter. Once again, this will be the night where we're going to speak our truth. We ask everybody to reveal some sexiness or, you know, just some truth about you. Don't have to be kinky. Don't have to be sexy. We just want to know some facts about those who call into our show. And
I say, Ada, please, you're live. You want to say something?
Listen.
Ada, please, honey. No. Stop putting your finger up. All right, go ahead, y'all.
Don't forget, tomorrow night is our 8th Brown Reporter, as he does his show, The Sun Always Shines, the Wednesday night version, beginning at 7:30 Eastern or 8:30 Eastern?
Well, it's 8:30 Eastern. It's 7:30 for you.
Okay.
7:30.
And what are we talking about tomorrow night?
Body language. What your body is telling us. We're going to talk about how, you know, certain people react physically, you know, when they verbal communication might break down. So we're going to like talk about how when you get to know a person very well and you notice that they do certain things when they talk like one example is sometimes some chicks will put their hands between their thighs when they talk, when they feel it. And you can actually hear it over the phone. You know what I'm saying? So it's like one of those body language things. Some people, you know, I mean, cross their arms. Well, nonetheless, I'm always trying to show the solar system, the show where the planets revolve around the sun, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, 347-677-1533. 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Check it out tomorrow night.
We shall
That's
be there.
So. And
yeah.
It's Monday. We have Brick. What we got going on at Brick House?
Well, that will be our sex show, LaCrush.
Huh?
Our sex show is on Monday.
Ooh, do we know what we're doing on sex?
Well, we're trying to get something bold happening. I'm still holding out for my gay man to come on, but I don't think that's going to happen. So, let me just talk about the women. Or I'm actually going to give it a break. You know, I'm always coming down on the men. Maybe I should come on the women for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that we're going to basically, yes. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get on the women this week because something happened that I must address. But I'm going to get on the women this week, and we're going to talk about how, you know, to just stop using toxic men who are no good for you. When it's time to move on. When it's just time to cut your losses and just move on. You know, you have women that say, oh, I've been with a... We've been together 15 years and married for what? You know, or I haven't been married yet. You know, sometimes you just need to know when to just let it go. So we're going to talk about right. that.
Nice. All right, folks, that's the lineup on Fall Fantasy Radio Network. Once again, we appreciate everybody for tuning in. Thank you to Sunny and Cher. I mean, Sunny and Mike. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Thanks for On the Quest, Sun 752, everybody else that tuned in. You know,
show love.
What are you talking about, penises?
Huh?
On a quest, did he split?
I don't know.
We started talking about open penis shafts. I think he split.
Anyway, thanks to everybody. It's been real. I'm going to go now and play with something. Wink, wink. And hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Bye.
Say it anyway.
Hmm?
What's the hasta luego mean?
Goodbye.
See you later.
In Espanol.
In Espanol. Hasta luego. Hasta luego. Buenos Aires. Hola. Buenas noches.
All right. Bye, special member. Bye, Black Reporter. Bye, Bye, Sunny. Bye, Mike. People where no one came into. Bye, Autocross. Bye, SpongeBob. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good night. Are we done?
Good night.